It is the pre-match warm-up in Newcastle at St James's Park on Monday night. Next for the Reds, it's Ian Ryan, John Gibbons, Amelia Bonnet, Neil Atkinson in the background doing bits, as he will be on the pre-match warm-up all season, and you'll also hear from Alex Hurst a little bit later on. Amelia, Bournemouth last Friday, by the time we kick off against Newcastle, it will have been 10 days, which for me feels like a very long time. Do you think in the terms and the context of this game, that will be a help or a hindrance?
Difficult, so I would have said a help. It feels like ages, and there's a bank holiday in this. It feels like even longer somehow, like a little holiday. But it feels like a really long time. I think it's a good thing, but not enough for kind of injuries to not be worrying me. It's weird, isn't it? Because you think normally that extra amount of time would help, but it hasn't with the one issue that we've got. I think it helps in terms of everyone getting a bit more of a chance to train together, because it looked like people needed a bit more of that. But It's difficult. In one way, it's good. In the other, it's just somehow not long enough for it to have made the difference that we need with the injuries.
With the Bournemouth game still fresh in the memory, John, I think I'd like to touch on maybe Rixby Reward, because that was something that came up post-match. You know, the manager had a chat to Jamie Carragher. I thought it was a really interesting interview. It's a little bit of stick for Jamie from some quarters, which felt unfair. I don't think he's necessarily pushing all the managers in the same way. I think he knew and understood the boundaries with Slot, and he asked him about things like just getting too many men ahead of the ball. The manager took most of that on board and actually said, you know, there are times where, especially for that second goal, there was just too many men too far forward, and it left Liverpool open. Now, I think bringing Gravenberch back in will help some of that, but maybe that 10 days just gives them an opportunity to work on some of that.
Yeah, it does. First of all, Carragher loves him, and I know that because we've spoken about it, and Jamie thinks he's great, and I think it's because he really likes him and thinks a lot of him. He really wants to get stuck in, and I'm with you. Would you rather watch something interesting where you're getting something out of it, or, oh, how do you think you played today, Arne? Do you know what I mean? Like, that, if they want that, get me on. And so it's like, I thought it was really interesting to hear him, and I sort of ended up in the way like you do, sort of agreeing a little bit with both, and I think Arne Slot's point of, you know, being early in the season and not having Gravenberch, I think, you know, Gravenberch played in that position 37 out of 30 Premier League games last season. So him coming back in will make a difference if you're saying it's not worked quite as well. So I think I'm expecting it to be different against Newcastle, and also it's different opposition, it's different environments, completely different environments, and Newcastle won't be counter-attacking as much because, from a basic point of view, they'll probably have the ball a little bit more, and they're a different style of team as well, and different ways that they play. So I'm not looking too much into it from the season, but there was too much space.